Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sue Barnes up Audubon Way. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning, LaVon.
Sue, Audubon County, I think, has been a bit unusual in that you have kind of have a year-round theater program going. Not every week, not every day, but year-round. And so right now we want to talk about the Summer Children's Theater Program. So what's happening with that?
Well, we try to do this every year with as part of our Summer Rec program, and it's a volunteer thing. We don't charge, and kids can sign up when they sign up for the other summer rec activities. And it's usually once the kids have been in it once, then they want to come back. And we hit from currently in second grade until seventh grade. And this is, we do this in the early spring while school is still on. So we have a lot of interest. And then, of course, when it comes time to do the push and shove part, we don't always get all the kids we want.
But at least you've recruited, maybe,
yes.
You know,
yes.
And maybe if they don't do it this year, maybe they'll do it next year. You got to keep on recruiting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So about how many kids do you usually work with?
Well, this summer I have, I think, 21
mm-hmm.
young people. And we've already had 1 week of rehearsals.
Wow.
And they are just very excited and very ecstatic, and just a really good bunch of young people.
Well, maybe it's better to have 21 really good ones than 100 that are only, you know,
mediocre.
Yeah, just show up because somebody told them they had to and they didn't really want to. So great. And that's a nice size group to work with.
It really is. And these kids are really enthusiastic about it. Most of them are repeaters. So we had a few new ones, and the older kids are so great about working with the younger kids and bringing them along because they so enjoy the theater, and we make it as fun as we possibly can, and that just kind of encourages everybody to have a good time. We do a lot of laughing. We do a lot of fooling around.
And I think it's so important for those younger ones to work with some older kids.
Oh, yes.
You know, when you go to school, you're kind of separated in your grade, and sometimes that even happens in neighborhoods. You get really separated.
Mm-hmm.
So to have the opportunity to work with different ages, is really an important thing.
Right, and it's a lifelong learning situation for both the older kids and the younger kids.
Yes.
And it's something, you know, being in theater, being able to speak in public is something that I think is becoming a lost art. With texting and computers, and people just don't communicate verbally anymore, and I think that's such a lost skill.
For enjoyment as well as for professional life and jobs, I was just in a group talking about, you know, somebody applying for a job, and they're trying to do it all on their iPods and their phones, and face-to-face, they're really kind of, they don't know how to act, just like you said.
Right.
So really, a really important aspect here. So what's the production going to be?
Well, we're doing two plays this year because I needed to incorporate as many of the kids as I could. And it's hard to find a play that has just that many specific parts in it. So we're doing one play called Recipe for a Fairy Tale. And it is basically four characters. There is Gossip, and Rumor, and Innuendo, and Hearsay.
Hmm.
And they're trying to create a recipe for a perfect fairy tale. And, of course, the people that they select, the king, the queen, the soldiers, the princesses, they don't follow along the script very well. And then you throw a dragon in there, and everything gets totally confusing.
Kind of like life.
It is very much so. And then the other play is kind of it's the ones I like to do. It's kind of a learning situation, learning curve thing. It's called The Princess and the Princess. And it's about one princess who is very wealthy and a real snob and very arrogant. And the other princess is a very plain Jane who is very kind and very considerate. And they meet on this pathway in a mountain setting that they can't get by each other. And neither one of them is quite willing to back up and turn around and go the other way. So you have all these other characters backing up behind them, and nobody's giving an inch.
So are both of these, in a way, comedies?
Oh, they're very funny.
Okay, because, you know, when you laid out that background, I'm going, yeah, those could be some humorous, probably some sad, but mostly humorous situations.
Very.
Yeah.
very much.
Sounds like fun. Now, when you talked about where these are set, that means you also need some people to help with this, with the sets. How do you do that?
Yeah, usually the kids and the directors and I do that.
Okay.
And we do the costuming, and we try to keep the costuming simple because we don't want to eliminate any family members that might not have the wherewithal to buy something fancy for their youngster to wear in the play.
Mm-hmm.
So quite often our costumes are, you know, all the soldiers wear the same color T-shirts and jeans, and all the other characters that are in a group wear the same color T-shirts and jeans, and this kind of cuts down on the expense to the family, which we don't want.
Right. This is supposed to be a fun summer activity.
It is.
So how much time does this require on the participants' parts? I mean, do you practice every week, every day, every, you know, once a week, twice a week?
3 days a week.
Okay.
Right now we're practicing Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays in the afternoon because we have to work around other activities so the kids have a chance if they want to be on swim team or they want to play softball or something like that. And we practice from 1:30 to 2:30 in the afternoon. And we practice in the basement of the Memorial Building in case of bad weather. We can keep the kids safe.
Mm-hmm.
Or if not, we can practice on the pavilion across the street next to the library.
Yeah, right handy, just across the street.
It very well is. And the parents know that that's where we're going to be, and they can pick them up. And, you know, the kids are pretty responsible for getting their own transportation lined up.
Mm-hmm. So now when all this practicing, you of course selected, and we might talk about that in a minute, but when is all this going to come to fruition? When is the performances?
Okay, basically we do this during the fair, and we're working on the Thursday night of the fair on the 16th of July, and we are doing two performances, and I'm not sure because both plays are a little bit long, and we've only been designated an hour's time, so we may do one public performance, which is already set up at 1:30 in the afternoon for the Library Association, and it will probably be done on the pavilion if it's not raining, and who knows lately whether or not it's going to be raining then or not. And then the other one is out at the fair at 6:30 in the evening.
Okay.
And we'll do one play each place, I'm thinking, at this point.
Things can change. We need to keep up to date with you, but that's you got to put a plan in place. And you know, July 16th, that's
July 16th,
not very far away. Actually,
no, it's not. We have about 8 weeks to work on this. The kids just got their scripts yesterday, and so they're all excited about that because some of them have already, just in one day, have learned most of their lines.
Oh, great! So, how do you select? Where do you go to find an appropriate play?
Well, we are very fortunate in that we have Sharon Winnebore, who loves to write plays for kids, and I have written several plays for kids, which definitely cuts back on the amount of royalties that we have to pay, which we can't afford because we don't get paid much for this. And then Sharon and I both, when we're doing these things, think about the kinds of lessons we want to teach and the kinds of characters that we want to use and as many, many parts as we can come up with. And it's, you know, that I love to write, so that's good, and so does Sharon. So we have a backlog of plays we can use.
And it sounds like you guys need to publish.
We don't want to publish because then we'll have to pay royalties. And that gets into money.
You know, you're going to collect the royalties. Publish your own.
We don't want to do that because the royalties would have to come back out of Country Players, and we don't really want to charge ourselves
all that business.
For it,
you want to stay with the theater part, not all the business end of it.
Once in a while, we've had to go to publish materials from regular publishing, but they have gotten so expensive over the last year that it's just not cost prohibitive to do it. Since we don't charge admission and we don't charge the kids to be in the productions, we really have very little source of income.
Well, it makes you be very creative.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yes.
Sometimes very challenging.
Now, just a really quick question. Have you decided what the adult one is going to be, your dinner theater?
No. That will be when we find a director. Then the director will work with some of us on the board and come up with a play that we think is suitable.
Okay. Well, I guess I would encourage if there's anybody who'd like to tackle a local children's theater, you have lots of experience. I'm sure you would be willing to at least be a sounding board if somebody wanted to expand the program.
Yeah, but, and I use high school kids that have been active in the speech and drama program at the high school. as my assistant directors or my directors, and then I kind of assist them depending on their expertise. And then if we can get two or three kids, then I've always got directors for the next year because we use underclassmen.
Mm-hmm. Great experience for them, too.
It really is.
Okay. We want to thank you very much, Sue Barnes, for bringing us up to date.
You're welcome, Audubon
County.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Until next time, here's a rule, or as a thought, as a rule, people worry more about what they can't see than about what they can.